Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Stu, I like you a lot, but yeah. Our knees touching. Yeah, I don't like our knees touching, okay? I don't like
another
man.
Get you excited, make you feel
I don't like another man touching me, okay?
Keep your knees to yourself.
You don't like it or you like it a little more than you thought you would.
Unless you're my urologist.
Or really don't like the last person.
Or maybe a sponsor.
I really don't want like another man touching me, okay? So anyway. Oh, we're on. Good morning. Yeah. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Sip and Chew Show with Mike and Stu.
Hey, I'm Stu.
I'm Mike.
Hey.
All day long, 24/7. Anyway, we got a good show today, folks. And some of you don't know, we're going to start at least do the first segment of our show live on Facebook.
I'm going to try and do the whole thing today.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, now that I can see the camera, I know that I don't look like an idiot.
Well.
Last week, it was just you and my disembodied voice.
Oh, well. You know,
which, you know, for the viewers on Facebook, was probably a bonus.
Well, at least your knees weren't touching me, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough of that.
He's obsessed with my knees.
No, you are.
I'm obsessed with having them.
Well, that's a good
thing.
Imagine
how ridiculous I would look if my thigh hooked directly to my ankles.
You look like a penguin. That's what they, you know, penguins don't have knees. I don't think so.
You get the feeling he's not real focused.
Most of the time.
It's hard to focus in here with you guys.
Yeah, that's true.
So Charlie was talking about.
It's hard to focus when you're still sleeping it off, too.
Yeah, well.
I know you're not sleeping it off. You've been doing good, haven't you?
I really have. You know, I just don't stay. You know, it's that settled down life, you know.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't get to see her as much. She had a
lucky
long
her.
Shift. She had a long shift. She's been working a lot of days because back to school is killing them. And now the fall clothes are coming out. She works at a local retailer, and they're keeping her busy.
I had
an incident
at a local retailer yesterday.
A what?
A local retailer. I got to go back by today. I bought a paint at a big box store, can of paint.
Mm-hmm.
Putting it in the trunk of the car, and the can turns just a little to the side. He'd never even put the lid on it, so now I got a trunk full of paint.
Oh, boy.
So I got to stop back by there and have a talk with the manager today.
Mm-hmm.
If nothing else, I need a free can of paint.
If nothing else.
Yeah.
Repaint the bottom of your car.
A handful of quarters, take it to a car wash. I think I can fix it. But
yeah.
But I'm not paying another $35. Another $35. I love the color for the wall of my bedroom.
What is it, a fuchsia?
A
mauve.
Teal.
Teal.
Mm-hmm. I like teal.
Yep. Girls done got to
yep.
Teal. Yep. That's not a man color. A man would never pick out teal. But
I actually have this thing that I will take a room in any color you want as long as it's not white. I despise a white wall.
Well, when
and that's from years of living in apartments where that's all you could have. And there's, to me, like a white car or a silver car, why did you even bother?
Yeah.
Because you didn't even paint it. Look, it looks ridiculous.
When I moved into the condo I moved into 4 years ago, the girl in front of me that rented it before me, she had white walls, chalky white walls, and what are you doing?
I'm trying to figure out where I can set my drink so it's not in the way.
Anyway, she had chalky white walls, and she had beige ceilings, and I'm going, well, that's ridiculous looking.
That's just backwards.
It is. So in my bedroom, I kind of blacked out the window, so I like a totally dark room.
I like a totally dark house.
That's really gloom and doom. I open the blinds every morning. Let
oh my gosh!
In.
The need for man to be up during the day to work ended when they invented the incandescent light bulb.
Yeah,
It then became foolish to work.
Yeah,
work
I like to. Yeah, I've got three French doors in my place out to the balcony. And
do they have attitudes? Are they snotty? Are you going to come through my inn now? Now, I was just getting ready
to watch
Sunset.
Close me.
Don't slam me.
So, hey, I wanted to ask you a question. This is technical now.
Okay,
on the Facebook. Because people are now, when I say this, they're going to rush to the Facebook account, whatever it is.
They're
going
to hop in their car and drive to the Facebook.
Yeah, and because we've experienced this on some other shows, are you going to be able to turn off the sound during the commercial break? Otherwise,
oh, I could.
Well, otherwise, yeah, they will be hearing everything we're saying while the commercials are on.
With your mouth, we probably need to turn it off.
Yeah, and I don't know if you're ready for R-rated stuff.
Somebody taught Gordon Ramsay how to talk properly.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I thought I'd mention that because we've had an issue with that on another show.
Oh, I'm sure.
And people will be texting feverishly.
When you come to the Facebook page, it's live and uncensored.
Yeah. So how do you get there?
You go to our Facebook page.
Good
actually,
job,
anyone
Mike.
That follows the Facebook page has already got a notice that we're doing a live right now.
Right.
So they just click on it.
So the Facebook page is what, Sip and Chew?
Yeah. But they don't even have, if they're on Facebook and they follow us, they've already gotten a notification.
Okay. But you need new followers.
Yeah. But I don't know what to do then. Yeah, actually, it's facebook.com/sipandchew, one long word.
And is it A-N-D or
E? Yeah, you can't use the ampersand in the name.
Oh, okay, so it can't be sip in like
right,
like
right. The amp- Come on, you're a teacher. You know that's called an ampersand.
I thought the ampersand was the little A thing with the circle around.
That's actually an at symbol.
Yeah, well,
I know I don't know what the name was before it started being used by CompuServe back in 1990, and that's what started the whole thing.
But how'd they do that when you only had smoke signals?
Well, you were there. Tell me.
You had one flag that had a pound sign on it,
and another one was a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
That's right. If you like that smoke signal, thumbs up.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's exciting, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. History lesson.
Yeah. Well, we're playing around with this, doing the live during the show thing, because if we could make this work, it's a heck of a lot easier than me paying rent for a website every month and then going home and editing this stuff and uploading it.
And you know what's really insane? The TV stations spend millions on all these high-tech cameras, and you can get almost as good a picture with your cell phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been studying that because this is part of one of the things I'm experimenting with doing things with iPhones.
You get their little computer camera. And
just imagine if you got a modern phone with a decent camera on it.
Another whole issue. Drop that phone again. You need to replace it.
I have a friend who's in the motion industry. The
motion picture industry or just the movement
industry? He's worked
in
that, but he makes commercials now. He's got a camera. That thing's $1 million for this camera. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. This is huge stuff.
You can probably do half the same stuff on your phone.
This is huge. Huge stuff.
Yeah. Huge.
But anyway.
Any hoodle.
I don't like seeing myself this early in the morning.
Trust me, nobody else does either.
Hey, I woke up. Have you ever woke up? Well,
yes, I have. I woke up this morning.
I was going to say, but then I got a visual. Have you ever woke up in the morning and you get to the mirror in the bathroom and you look at your hair and you go,
nope.
That's the way I've been trying to get it to look for all these years.
No, I don't ever get to the mirror and look at
my
hair.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I happen to say that when I looked at your head when I said that.
Hey, Stu, me and you got hair envy now.
Yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, we do.
I'm sorry, y'all. Hey,
well, folks, you know, we got a guest coming up in a little bit. We need to mention, because we're almost at the end of the first segment. We hadn't mentioned our good friend, our little angel.
Yes.
Our little cooking diva.
She's growing up so fast.
Yeah. When we came on the show, she was the kid chef, 12 years old, on her third cookbook.
Yeah.
A few years later, we watched her win
$10,000.
Yeah, Chop Teen Tournament Grand Champion.
Yeah.
Watched from a hospital bed.
And what a nice girl.
Yeah, sweet but girl. Eliana Marisol is going to be on. She's now a college freshman.
I know.
Yeah, and
baby's growing up. So
started culinary program this summer, I believe. Just graduated high school and just what the heck, I'm jumping into it. And has been down in Miami, so I'm looking to hear all about her adventures so far. Aren't you?
Yeah, I certainly am.
Well, good.
I saw her a couple years ago. Her and her mom, me and Brandon, had dinner with her and her mom at District.
Ah. The district. That's a great donut place.
Oh, my gosh. It is. It's a great little place. That's a great little area of New Orleans.
Yeah, that, really that little section of the Garden District is phenomenal.
It is. It is.
I like and that. You know, right next door to District is a craft beer store.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of confusion because it said District Donuts and Brew, mm-hmm. Sliders and Brew, and people thought that meant beer. Yeah. But it doesn't. Means very serious coffee.
Yeah.
But they struck up a deal with the people next door to them that if people want to go over there and buy a six-pack, they can come on over
That's
and drink
That's a good
it.
Idea.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. Yeah, they told us we could bring our own.
Yeah, bring your own stuff.
And there's a great hamburger place across the street called Eats.
Oh, yeah. I have
cool
not tried that.
That's a cool place.
Have you had any of the sliders at District?
I did. Duck and pork belly. All right, we got to go, folks.
343-106.
And watch us live on Facebook.
On the Facebook.
On the Facebook.
And see what they talk about during the commercial.
We'll see.
This is juice. Uh-oh, uh-oh.
I don't like juice.
Chicken, chicken, ice cream, fish.
I like ice cream.
What's this?
This is juice. This is juice. Uh-oh, uh-oh, uh-oh.
The game doesn't stop.
Neither should you.
Wherever you go, the game goes too using the enabled FM chip in your phone and the Next Radio app.
The Next Radio app brings real FM radio to your phone.
Just plug in your headphones and listen to the Next Radio app, and you'll save major data and battery life compared to streaming apps. And there are no blackouts, so you never miss the games you love played on your local FM radio station. Download the Next Radio app to enhance your radio listening experience. And keep going. With no blackouts and restrictions, the game follows you. Your favorite team, host, and commentator go with you.
The best thing is, it's all totally free. No subscriptions, no fees. Get off the sidelines and download the Next Radio app today, free.
Next Radio, live and local, wherever you go.
Business people want to stay in the loop of things when it comes to permits, deeds, bankruptcies, and which companies have purchased business licenses. That's why so many subscribe to the Mobile Record. If this public information is of interest to you, at the click of a mouse on a one-stop site, you should sign up today. To learn more about the Mobile Record and the services it offers, visit our website, themobilerecord.com, or email us at publicrecords@themobilerecord.com. If you're not subscribing, chances are your competition is.
Big changes this year in Washington, but how will that affect you? Don Moore explains how to adjust your retirement strategy to make sure you're prepared. Listen to the Retirement Peace Roadmap radio show, Sunday afternoon at 2, here on FM Talk 106.5.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, this is Marty Duncan from Food Network Star and MartyKnowsMarty.com. And you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Hey, that's us, man.
You think so?
That's us. We're sipping and chewing. We're miking and stewing.
It's hard to go out in the public after I leave the show, and people won't leave you alone. And
yeah, yeah.
Autograph hounds.
Well, they're always trying to cut locks of hair off of my head.
Oh, yeah.
Which does not go well.
Oh, I thought a bunch of them had succeeded.
No.
What that say, who needs fans?
Anyway, show people your scar.
That was your Bugs Bunny laugh.
It's not it? A scar. It's still an open abrasion.
Oh, why? And you got it covered up.
How are you going to cover that up? It's the entire hand. Well, I'm supposed to just drive around with duct tape wrapped around my
tape,
hand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, that would match half the cars in town.
Yeah? Which half?
I know, man. Does the people not have insurance on their vehicles to get them fixed? I guess not. Guess not.
Oh. Well, insurance should include 100% glass coverage.
And duct tape. Purchase of duct tape.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Duct tape.
So anyway.
I want to stay.
I went to a great little restaurant the other day. I kept hearing about it,
Chili's? Applebee's?
No, I don't hang out. Charlie hangs out.
But, what's wrong with Chili's now?
I went to Southwood.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Jeremiah's place.
Yeah. And
it was utterly fantastic, wasn't it?
The duck fat mashed potatoes was the bomb. It was just incredible. Duck fat. Anytime I see duck fat, I'm going to order it.
Yeah, and your buddy Derek was like, oh, yeah, is that healthy? And I'm like, actually, duck is the fat from duck is a polyunsaturated fat, which means it's as healthy as canola oil.
See there, Derek?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say it's as healthy as canola oil is because, you know, some people will go, well, there's a little more fat in it than there is in canola oil. Mm-hmm. Right. But duck's not made from a genetically modified seed like canola is.
Yeah.
We don't know yet just how harmful canola oil is going to be on us.
Yeah.
May not be harmful at all. In the short term, yeah, it's a healthy alternative, especially to vegetable shortening, which is the worst thing in the world you can cook in.
Hmm.
It's the most unhealthy thing out there. But it's at least as healthy as canola oil, and it's a whole lot better tasting, wouldn't you say?
I would say, yeah.
Why are you flipping through pictures of
spiders?
Well,
I'm trying to find
you didn't like spiders and snakes.
I don't care what
it takes?
I got an education, but I'm trying to find a picture.
Did you leave it at home?
I'm trying to find a picture.
I don't like spiders.
For a radio show.
Well, I could show them to him now.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could go on the Facebook page and Michael hold his phone up to my phone.
I can't remember whatever sandwich the sandwich I ate was because
the mashed potatoes
were so darn good.
Okay, well,
while you're
tripping back through your alcoholic dyslexia here, or amnesia. Look at you with Gene Simmons.
I love Gene Simmons. Yeah, great businessman.
He's a cool dude. Yeah. We went to Wemo's last night and got the tried the new mango habanero.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good stuff. That was good stuff. It's funny. It's Heather got the Cajun wings and I got the mango habanero. We ended up liking each other's wings better. Because the Cajun, we both were expecting dry rub, you know, Cajun seasoning or blackening on it.
Yeah.
It was an actual buffalo-style sauce made with a Cajun-style hot sauce. And it was I thought it was delicious. It was really good. Really, really good.
I just got a text from Lou Ann. She said I had the adult cheese, grilled cheese. That's what I had.
Oh, yeah. You had grilled cheese.
Without the tomato. Sandwich. I don't like tomatoes on my grilled cheese.
Adult grilled cheese?
It's an adult grilled cheese.
What is that?
It comes with a fifth of vodka.
Oh, okay. It was that works.
To dunk it in.
Except, you know what would have made it better?
Are you listening, Jeremiah?
A gallon of vodka?
Billy's bacon. Would have made it better.
Okay. Do you know what Billy's bacon would not make better?
What?
The duck pastrami sandwich at Cochon Butcher in New Orleans, which is such a perfectly crafted sandwich that adding bacon to it would ruin it. So
there
the next time you get there, you got to try that.
See? There it is.
Even as good as Billy. There you go. All four of y'all watching on Facebook Live, Mike just showed y'all a picture of the sandwich he had 3 days ago.
Yeah, it was good.
Well,
it's the mashed potatoes with a side of grilled cheese.
Yeah, mashed taters with a side of grilled cheese. Grilled cheese.
Adult grilled cheese.
Adult grilled cheese.
Yeah, yeah. And I know I hung out at I kind of went late. I went to the beer festival, Dolphin Street Beer Festival. And that thing goes on beyond Dolphin Street. It goes over to St. Louis. Well, it goes to the Blind Mule and
St. Francis, St. Michael.
But I hung out at Bob's last night watching. I had to watch my Saints. I'm sorry, folks. I got to watch my Saints. And they were really good last night. That number 7 quarterback they got, he's going to be great for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Glad they found one. And
yeah,
the running
number 9
is killing it.
It is awesome.
Yeah, number 9 is pretty good, too.
Which running back was killing it? Kamara?
Kamara and Ingram were just running all over the field.
Ingram's got to now.
Yeah,
because Kamara going to take that job quickly.
Now they got a double. They got a double.
And
anyway,
you know, honestly, when Kamara was at Tennessee his senior year, I am perfectly sure that Tennessee would have won a lot more games if they'd have quit giving it to their Heisman hopeful running back and the Heisman hopeful quarterback and giving it to the only guy on their entire offense that ever got past the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
Every time Kamara touched the ball with Tennessee, it was a big play. They limited him to seven or eight plays.
I just don't understand why he's got that door knocker in his nose.
Well, you know what? We don't understand these children today. They weren't raised properly.
He does a commercial for a local car show here, or car dealership here, and he's got those door knockers hanging out his nose, and that's just ridiculous.
Maybe it's hard for him to wake up, and they knock on that to get him to come to. It could have something to do with it. Now, if you ever see people with any piercings in their cartilage up in their ear, right above the ear hole, supposed to help with migraines.
Really?
Having a piercing there. I know a number of people who have gotten the piercings simply because it makes, for whatever reason, migraines are not as frequent when they do that.
I used to get them back in my 20s and 30s, but a lot
of them. It's called a hangover, Mike.
No, this was not. A lot of them were caused by light, light coming at me. Like I'm coming home from work at night, headed home on the Bayway.
Headlights coming at you?
Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah. They were triggered by light, and I'd have to go into a dark room.
Mm-hmm.
And
like a bar, like a seedy, smoky bar. No,
You got me all wrong. Okay, see, you got me all wrong.
Some of the bars you go into have windows, don't they? Now, luckily,
oh my god!
You know, I only know of one real dive bar that you go to, and that's the garage, which is probably the nicest dive bar I've ever seen.
It's a cool place to hang out.
Yeah, but it's a dive bar.
You know what it is?
So you're not going to see me there.
It's a non-judgmental zone. People don't judge people. The regulars there don't judge anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's people of all walks.
Well, that's
religion,
no fun because I go into
race,
bars simply to sit there and pick people apart.
We don't discuss politics in there.
Right, nor should anyone.
So, that's right.
Yeah, because it's just gotten ridiculous.
It's stupid. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
So,
no matter which side you voted for, you were wrong.
Well folks, what we're going to do, I was kind of late getting it to Charlie this week, but we're going to start featuring a lot of local bands. Not only the local food scene, but we're going to start talking about local bands.
So, local artists.
Some of our bumper music is going to be local artists.
Yeah, like Lauren Murphy.
Yeah,
like love
Warren Murphy, Phil and Stan Foster.
Well, Mike, are you inviting local bands to send you their music?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, PO Box 652, Sims, Alabama 36575.
Absolutely. If you want to send us some of your music, you know, we'd be glad to feature it.
And these can be an MP3 format.
Absolutely. Or if you got a link on YouTube to
Hannah McFarland's going to get me a CD of her.
Excellent.
And we're gonna
I think Charlie's got Yo Jonesy's first single queued up from YouTube. Shot at Fort Gaines down on Dolphin Island.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's fun. You know, all the music related CDs, but we're pushing local here on our show.
Mm-hmm.
Not only local music, but local music. You know, musicians and along with the food. So we're going to be talking about food and wine and music.
And in 1 week, we're going to be talking about food, wine, music, and football. Because we week away, buddy.
God, I can't wait.
I think first game probably. I know there's one Thursday night Texas A&M is playing, but
there was one last night. There was
That was the Division II. It was Jacksonville State and someone. It's a traditional matchup every year, and I usually watch those the first week because I'm just so ready for it.
Me too.
And you know when that
I watch Canadian football before I'll watch Game 7 of the World Series. That's how much I love football.
When that foot hits that ball in that opening kickoff, automatically it feels cooler outside.
Mm-hmm.
It feels cooler like fall.
As soon
outside.
As you hear the bass drum a bumping and the tubas a tubing. It feels.
Didn't you play an instrument? And weren't you in band?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I played band. Was in the marching band my first 2 years in high school, and then I played football the second two, and then I went to scholarship on a band, so I had to march for 3 years in college.
Did you ever go to band camp?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep. That's all I need.
Did you ever do summer practice out there in the heat?
Yeah.
100-degree weather.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, you know, everybody thinks it's just
football. And as bad as I thought it was in band when I had to put on a helmet and shoulder pads and get out there and run sprints and everything. I was like, man, band camp.
We had to be
easy.
There at 6 in the morning at Davidson when I played there. We were there at 6 in the morning.
Sims didn't even have a 6 in the morning when I was growing up. We only had 22 hours in the day.
Hey, there's a reason they're singing back there.
Yeah, okay. We got to shut up.
Folks, when we come back, we're going to have Eliana on, Kid Chef Eliana, but she's not
formerly
a kid anymore.
Kid Chef Eliana.
Yes.
Teen
yes.
Chef Eliana.
Can't wait to talk
Marisol.
To her. It's been a while.
Oh, 343-0106, whatever.
Call us if you want or not.
Yeah, but we're going to talk to Eliana, so you're wasting
anyway.
Your time.
They like to spice it up. They like to spice it up.
This information update brought to you by Truett Insurance and Bonding in Daphne. When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Call 625-2600 or visit our website, truettinsurance.com. Do it with Truett.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with scattered afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be near 90 degrees. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And for Monday, scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs around 90. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
If you're a small business owner, well, you don't need me to tell you that the right hire can have a huge impact on your business. That's why it's crucial you make sure your job post reaches the most qualified candidates. Could try posting on some of those other job boards, but if you do that, do you really know who's going to see your job posting? When you post your job on LinkedIn, it reaches 70% of the U.S. workforce. And unlike job boards, LinkedIn is a community that career-focused people visit every single day to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates based on their skills, recommendations, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours, insights that are only available on the LinkedIn network. The result is that your post is matched to the best people for the job. It's probably why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. And right now you can go to linkedin.com/WAVH to get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/WAVH for $50 off. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, you're closer than you think.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
Oh, yeah.
That woman's got a voice.
I'll give you some of this uplifting blues. I like to call it that superwoman blues.
Turn your phone off.
She's a lot better in person.
Yeah. See how I do this, Charlie?
And that's the sweet sounds of Yo Jonesy and Crown Jewels here. FM Talk 106.5. This is Stu, mine.
I'm in doing all these things.
See you Sunday morning. Good one. I got a little jazz, bro.
And I hate to cut the music off.
But, well, you know, that's a great lead-in. The Superwoman Blues by Yo Jonesy, and we're about to bring on a Supergirl Eliana Marisol. You may remember her from 6 years ago as the kid chef, and you may remember her from a couple years ago when she went on Chopped and kicked booty all over people from not from New Orleans and won the grand championship, and she's been on our show a number of times.
She blew the Food Network staff away with her dessert. She sure did. How you doing, Eliana?
I'm great. How are y'all?
We're great. We're doing
good. Fantastic. So let's update people. Kid chef, wrote a bunch of cookbooks. Then you became a teenager, and you kicked a lot of booty on Food Network. What you doing now that you're an adult, an official adult?
Well, now that I'm officially an adult, well, I'm in college right now, so I go to Florida International University.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that's in the Miami area?
Yes. It's
in, oh, what a horrible place to spend your freshman year of college.
I'm at the Biscayne Bay campus.
Oh, really?
Oh, Biscayne.
Yes. Oh, wow. Love that area. Love that area.
What a horrible, horrible location for your first year of college. Right?
I can't believe it. Like I can't believe I have to look, you know, outside of my window and see this amazing view every morning.
It's probably not very many distractions there.
Yeah, not at all.
Good place to study.
Yeah. I went my freshman year of school, Eliana, was at a school in Perkinston, Mississippi. Now, it sounds small, but it's a suburb of Wiggins, Mike.
Didn't Jimmy Buffett go to school there?
Suburb of
Wiggins.
Yeah. Wiggins is a big
didn't
place.
Didn't Buffett go to school there before he went to Southern Miss?
He may have, Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College, which Eliana's probably heard of. So let me ask you this. Are you a New Orleans resident now, or are you a Miami resident now?
Well, technically, I am still a New Orleans resident since I just moved to Miami about a week ago.
So oh, wow.
Still very new here.
Okay. Now, here's the next big question. Who are you going to root for, Saints or Dolphins?
I will always root for the Saints.
There you go.
Good, because you got a better chance of being happy at the end of a game if you root for the Saints than you do for the Dolphins.
I'm never switching teams. I will be loyal.
There you go, girl.
All right. So what are you studying in college?
I am majoring in hospitality management with a track in culinary management.
Nicely done. Nicely done. That hospitality management degree, Mike, also prepares you for hotel management and a lot more things other than just running a restaurant. And it's really the way to go because, and Eliana, you'll probably find this throughout your career, is 5 years from now, you may hit on something in this industry that's not cooking that makes you go, I could see myself doing that for a living.
Yeah. Of course. There's always room to change and expand. So there's nothing is set in stone. There might be something new like, wow, I really enjoy this. Maybe I'll, you know, can add this.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'd like to go to CERN and split atoms instead of cooking dinner.
I don't know about that.
You got to admit, though, it's a free trip to Switzerland.
Well, I don't know. I mean, a free trip to anywhere in the world, that sounds pretty nice. So.
Yeah, it really does. So I have finally tried some Filipino food.
Ooh, what did you have?
The only thing I remember by name was the spring rolls that you did, the lumpia.
Lumpia. Okay.
My gosh, that's phenomenal. We had a Filipino restaurant here in Mobile that was phenomenal. The only issue with it, and it was the same issue with the other things that have been in the same space, is you absolutely cannot see this restaurant from the road, so nobody knows it's there.
Mm.
It's just hidden. And but it was amazing.
I mean, it's so delicious, though, right? Mm-hmm.
It was. And I've described it to people because you know, the Philippines are in Asia or Southeast Asia. But, you know, the culture was influenced so much by the Spanish during I guess occupation is the best word. Spain would probably call it colonization. But so it's very new, but at the same time, the flavors are very familiar because you've got all those influences from Spain. And I just thought it's just an unbelievable cuisine.
I absolutely love, you know, Filipino food. And so my nana's Filipina, and she's taught me a lot of different foods, and sometimes I'll, you know, help her cook in the kitchen. So one of the first things that she ever taught me to make was lumpia, and Lumpia, as many people don't know, is a Filipino egg roll. It's fried, and it's really skinny and kind of long, and the wrappers are super, super thin, so that's why when you fry it, it sounds really crispy.
Yeah. Is it rice paper as opposed?
A mixture of pork and different vegetables like cabbage and carrots, and you know, add seasoning like soy sauce and a bunch of different things, and it is just incredible. It's with a little dipping sauce, like the chili dipping sauce, or anything. It like you have that at a party. That is the first thing that's gone at any of our like. You know, Christmas or Thanksgiving or whatever the occasion is, it's always gone. And we have to make sure that we either set aside some, like, extra in the oven, like, stashed away as a secret, or we sometimes will freeze a bunch of them, and then we'll just take them out and cook them as we need them because they're so good. But they are time-consuming to make if you're making a lot of them, which is what we would do as little kids, me and you know my cousins and I, we would go and sit at this big table and we all have our own little station with the lumpia and a little bowl for the water to help seal it, and we'll have like the different bowls of meat and mixture, and then we just sat there and we would roll, you know, 250 or more lumpias.
I was gonna ask you how many you did.
So good.
Because I had a good friend when I lived in Nashville who was first-generation Mexican-American, and the neighborhood he lived in L.A. was pretty much Mexico. And he would tell me, you know, because I asked him one time, I said, well, what's Thanksgiving like at your house? And he goes, well, the day before Thanksgiving, dude, my mom and my grandma and my sister, they sit up and they make like 1,000 tamales. And I went, oh,
yes,
wow. And how many they really
make?
He goes,
a lot of different things and different cultures that people do, like, for their traditions, you know, for different occasions. And at least for us, we have a lot of, you know, different cultures in my family. So, you know, we have Filipino and Cajun, Honduran, Cubans. So our table is just filled with all different flavors.
Wow. Yeah. And you know, I used to look at shows and stuff, and they, you know, be in Japan. I'm like, oh man, I'd really like to be in Tokyo to eat like that, or I'd like to be in Italy to eat like that. And I finally came to the realization that the only place you can eat like that and have Italian one day and Filipino one day and Japanese one day is America. This is the only country that eats that has every style of food. Most people in every country, all other countries, just eat the cuisine of that country.
Right.
And in Rome, you do as the Romans do.
Right, which is not a bad thing to do either. The Romans eat well.
Pasta? Who doesn't love pasta? Come on.
Right, exactly. And the proper way to do ravioli, and I think that Eliana will agree, is not a red sauce. It's brown butter.
Yes. Well, traditionally, it would be something like a sage brown butter or something like that.
Yeah, and you actually
so
fry
the... You get to actually taste the ravioli.
Yeah, you fry the ravioli in that butter so it's crispy.
That makes sense.
And it's so much better than just drenching it in red sauce.
I've made pierogies.
Yeah.
And I've done it in butter.
Yeah, which is Polish ravioli.
I boil them a little bit and then put them in the butter.
All right. Thanks for chipping in, Mike.
I'm just trying to feel like a part of the show here. So what's how's your spice company doing, your seasoning company?
It's doing well, so I'm hopefully, you know, I'll be coming out with more spices, but I have a lot of other things. I'm actually working on my fourth cookbook right now.
Oh, so. I was going to ask if you were going to do a new cookbook.
Yes, I'm in the middle of that right now. Right now it's supposed to be coming out, or scheduled to be released in fall of next year, so 2019.
Okay. So now when we were on the commercial break, I told you I was going to try and recruit you to something. I've got an opportunity, something I think would be great for you. Have you ever heard of the World Food Championships?
The World Food Championships? No, I have not.
It is the largest food sport event on planet Earth.
Really?
Yeah, and it's in Orange Beach, Alabama this year.
Okay.
It has been the last 2 years. Before that, it was in Orlando. Before that, in Las Vegas. Last year, I competed, Eliana, against over 400 chefs from, I think, 12 different countries.
Wow.
This thing is huge. This year, it's going to be even bigger. And I think if you were able to, I'll keep you up to date on the qualifiers next year. If you were to qualify and compete in this thing, I think the cameras would love you because all the media shows up to this thing. You're sitting there doing your cook-off with 40 other chefs, and cameras come up to you and start talking to you about what you're making. Does it sound like Chopped?
It sort of does.
Yeah. I mean, it is one of the it is easily the most incredible cooking contest I've ever seen.
One thing I've noticed the last 2 years I've gone, these people, they have their shows that they've been on. They have Chopped on their
on their
chef coat.
On the chef
coat. And whatever food shows and challenges they've been in on TV, they have it on their chef coat, chef jacket. And that's pretty cool. You know, meet all these people who've been on Food Network.
Or MasterChef.
MasterChef,
we've got people that have competed in all of them, Eliana. And I think you would be fantastic in World Food Championship. So I'm going to send you some information, and I want you to be in. You would not be the youngest this year if you were competing. I believe there is a 15-year-old from Tuscaloosa.
I've seen them as young as 7 years old there.
Yeah, they're actually starting to do an age limit because it's really too difficult.
At seven, what are you doing, Pablum recipes?
I don't know. You know, I started cooking when I was seven.
Duck fat?
Yeah. Well, Eliana, we're about to cut out. Would you real quick let the people know where they can keep up with you?
You can follow me on my Facebook page, Eliana Cooks fan page, or my Instagram, chef_Eliana. That's underscore. So that's E-L-I-A-N-A.
You are fantastic, dear. Mike and I both look at you as the daughter that never wanted us. I mean, the daughter that we never had.
We're so proud. We really are proud of you, Eliana.
We really are, Eliana.
Thank
we love you
so
very much.
Much
and tell your family that, you know, we're still rooting for you here in Mobile, okay?
Thank you. It's always good to talk to you guys.
All right, Eliana. Thank you so much.
All right, folks. Eliana,
study hard. Stick it in books.
Eliana Marisol, the former kid chef, now teen chef. When we come back, we got calls lined up. 343-0106.
Mike, you're going to introduce your music?
Oh, guys, hey, this is, we're going to start promoting local bands. This is the Marlow Boys.
Marlow Boys.
You can catch them this Wednesday night at Callahan's. Last Wednesday of each month, the Marlow Boys play.
Kalagnahan's.
Just turn on the TV and wonder what this world is coming to. I'm telling you, friend, you've got to let love guide us on through. It's simple, but all that we need is show kindness in word and in deed. And go on and shine your light. Gonna be all right.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators.
I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks, you know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room, but you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
You finally started to think seriously about retirement. Listen to the Retirement Peace Roadmap radio show for the latest on retirement, tax, and legacy planning. Sunday afternoon at 2, here on FM Talk 106.5.
The Alabama Oyster Shell Recycling Program has collected over 6.2 million shells, creating over 16 acres of reef habitat for new oysters to grow on. Join a social media contest when you eat at a participating restaurant in August. Find something that has the Shell Recycling logo, take a picture of it and you, post it on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and tag the restaurant and ACF. And use hashtag Shuckabuck to support the program.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Been chewed with Mike and Stu, and I'm Jonesy Jones. You can find me on YouTube, Jonesy Jones Music, also Facebook, Crown Jewels.
That sounds like my granddaddy's rocking chair ring.
Superwoman blues, right? Okay, there. That was the last thing. We got phone calls a lighting up, don't we, Mike? It's going crazy in here.
Let's go to that first John. We got two Johns up here. Hey, John, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
How can we help you, sir?
I don't know. I was just calling to tell you. I went into a store over at Ola this week or last week that just opened up. It's called the Spice and Tea Exchange. I just figured out.
You faded out there a little bit. I'm sorry. What was the name of it?
Covered your phone.
It's the Spice and Tea Exchange. Is that any better?
A little bit. Spice okay, and something. I got that.
The Spice and Tea Exchange. Spice
okay, where was that at?
It's over at Ola and Foley.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much they do spices and salt, and they have some teas there, too, but they'll do custom blends of spices and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I just figured I'd give it a shout out. And
well, that's a great, you know, that's. Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you told me. I'm going to be over that way Tuesday.
Yeah, go in there, take a look.
I want to. I'm looking for a certain blend that I want, and I haven't. I was only able to find it in the Keys, and it involves key lime.
Oh, okay.
Dehydrated, dried, granulated key lime. But yeah, I'm going to check that out. Thank you.
Thank you very much, John.
Yeah.
All right, now we've got John. Good morning, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, all right. I think I know this particular John.
Putting the local bands in there. It sounds good.
Isn't that great?
Maybe I can get my house band to get in touch with you. I got Evans Davis and the Mud Bucket Band.
May I just pull up that reel-to-reel I know you got in there and just hit play and record at the same time?
You got a world-famous guitar builder living behind you.
Yeah, well, and that's right. Roger Fritz. Right
and you can
here,
pass
yeah.
out whiskey jugs and blow in the tops of them and make all kind of music.
Well, John's got a few additions to his man bar out there. He came by and saw me yesterday, and we hooked him up with a few things. And
oh, really?
So
oh, really, yeah.
We got more room for more people to sit down.
Mike, I got a question for you. The other day we were talking about Spanish wines, and you had mentioned they're making a comeback.
I think they are.
I discovered Spanish wines with Susan Cox at Piggly Wiggly. She put me on some, and I was really impressed with it. Now, the question is, did they make any Spanish wines, white wines?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's going to be interesting to get into.
And the Spanish sparkling, Cava.
Oh, my God, yes.
Is Spanish. My favorite sparkling. I'd rather have it than Prosecco or a champagne. I love it.
It's drier. Huh. It's drier, and it's got a lot of fruit in it. And
it's cheaper. It's less expensive.
Tight
well,
wad.
Wine is usually made with fruit. Am I correct?
Everybody's a comedian, aren't they, Mike?
Yeah.
Everybody's got jokes.
I mean, hey, you know, you struck a nerve.
Yeah, there's. I do love. I do really like, and they are cheaper. The Spanish sparklings, which is known as cava,
yeah.
And but the Spanish wine, I really think. I think they're getting back to what they used to be.
Uh-huh.
I met two of the winery owners when I was in at Vin Expo in Bordeaux a long time ago, and something happened. They changed. Something changed about them, and I didn't like them anymore. And I think they got too tarry and asphalt-like and dry. And
so you're kind of saying that the winemaker got back into making wine, like we were talking about.
Yeah, they went through a transition where all the great winemakers were getting old, and the new ones were coming in. There was new styles and design.
Mm.
It was horrible. Anyway, they're coming back now, and they're really good.
And let me interject into this real quick, John, because we got yet another caller to get to. But
okay.
The Cheese Cottage in the next few weeks, and maybe next month, is having a Spanish cheese class.
Mm-hmm.
So you may want to head over for that, because they may do some pairings with some Spanish wines.
Never know.
I'm not sure. Just check out the Facebook page, the Cheese Cottage on Facebook.
Cheese Cottage, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you'll see what they got coming up. But I'm very interested in the Spanish cheese.
Firehouse Wine Bar does themes on Tuesday nights.
Right, as well. And maybe they're doing the Spanish ones.
Go on and like their page, and you can always keep up with what they're doing. But all right, John, we got another
What's the
caller
magic
here?
Word for the day?
Baba Ganoush.
Baba Ganoush. All right. Thank you, John, from Fish River. Now we're going to go
to Lola.
Good morning, Lola.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We're great. How are you, Lola? I like your name.
Oh, thank you. I get a lot of tears in the ribbon about it, but it's been a fun name.
Hey, whatever Lola wants, Lola gets.
And don't ever forget it, because I won't look.
How can we help you this morning, dear?
In listening to y'all talk this morning, I got the impression that the Filipino restaurant over there on Spring Hill maybe has closed.
Yes, I was getting ready to go to brunch there a couple of weeks ago, and I was looking it up to see what was on the special that day, and it is no longer there.
What a shame.
It's a terrible location from a marketing standpoint. It's a beautiful building. And the courtyard and everything there is gorgeous, and the food was good. And our good friend Kevin Brooks was there with a restaurant called The House at Spring Hill. And Shamrock Rose and Thistle was there. And all of those were great restaurants.
Yes, they were.
It's just you can't overcome location.
That's true.
And the city of Mobile has proven that if I had to put forth any effort whatsoever to get into your parking lot, I'm just not going to eat there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
And which is a sad thing.
It is that. It is that.
But that's why they say location, location, location.
Oh, yeah. And it was difficult, but in some respects, it was nice because it was back there off the road,
mm-hmm.
and you could sit outside and you didn't have to smell the fumes of the cars. And
Right. That was a beautiful place. I loved it, and I love the courtyard. It's a great place for weddings and receptions when the weather is great.
Honestly, that's probably what it should be an event venue.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know any other Filipino restaurants here?
No. I wish
Not right
I
now.
I also want a true Korean restaurant, because Korean barbecue is phenomenal. We don't have that yet. We don't have any Chinese restaurants doing dim sum on Sunday mornings, which is the coolest brunch you'll ever have. We've still got a lot of growth to do in Mobile as far as the diversity of our restaurants. But you got to admit,
we've come a long way, baby.
Yeah. Can you?
Yeah,
there's a sushi bar on every corner now.
Yeah. Not for real.
Thanks for calling in, Lola.
Thank you, Lola.
Well,
hey,
thank you. Y'all have a great day.
You too.
All right, thank
I just
you.
Got a text from Susan Cox at Piggly Wiggly. They're doing a wine tasting, a Spanish wine dinner Thursday night at the Spanish Fort Piggly Wiggly with red and white wines. It's just the Spanish Fort location.
Of Piggly Wiggly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So. Little man, little Lola.
Oh, yeah.
Lola, I love that name.
It's a good song too. But the Spanish wines at Piggly Wiggly, that's fantastic.
She's gonna have Spanish cheese there too, she said.
Oh, manchego.
Thank you, Susan. We appreciate that.
Yeah. Michael.
Yes.
Tell them bye. We got to go.
Oh, we got to go.
Is it that time already?
Oh, my gosh. Be local, buy local, smell local, drink local, listen local, hear local, 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 local.
Go listen to local bands. go to Callahan's Wednesday night and listen to the band we just played a while ago. And if you see Jonesy Boy's Jones playing,
fantastic! Yeah.
Oh my God,
Lauren Murphy.
Go. Well, the Carl
Perry Wall. I love Perry Wall.
There you go.
All right, since we went over, you got to talk 30 more seconds.
30 more seconds.
Oh, 30 more
that
seconds.
That is not a problem.
We don't have Jeep. I've already told you where I jeep.
I'm going to Judy's this week.
No, really. Mike just ate there the other day.
I ate there the other day. It's huge, I tell you. It's huge.
It's across from Old Time Pottery there.
In the parking lot. The parking is kind of tight.
Yeah.
But that parking lot's always been tight for some reason.
About 1,000 cars.
Not good engineering.
Yeah, they moved across the street from their own location, right, to the, what was it, Casa Bonita or something?
Bayo.
Casa
Bonita.
All right, folks. Get out there. Support Little Bigelow. Stu?
Yeah.
Provolone, buddy.
Provolone. Mike.
Provolone.
This is FM Talk 106.5 WAVH Mobile, Daphne Mobile.